It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
It's Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? They should be here listening to the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and
El Bandito.
How you doing tonight, El Bandito?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, senor. How about yourself?
It's been a great week. I'm doing good.
What kind of shenanigans and troubles did you get into?
Oh, man. Well, last Friday night, I went down to the movies at Lake Worth and saw one of my favorite horror movies, Creepshow, on the big screen.
Ooh, so you went down to the Morbid Movies event then?
Yes, yes. Morbid Movies put it on, their Grindhouse series, which, it's so great to see a nice big crowd coming down. And, people from different businesses have now started coming in, like the South Florida Horror and Sci-Fi fan club were there. And they had some folks from the Enigma Haunt, which is a big haunted house attraction that goes on in Lake Worth. So it's really cool to see them branching out and getting different businesses in there.
Oh, is that Enigma House like one of those escapology houses where you have to like solve the mysteries to get out of the house?
No, it's more of your traditional haunted house. Like I think it opens up in September and runs through Halloween. I went last year on the Horror Highway tour, which was put on by Maximum Entertainment, and it was a lot of fun. They had one house that was pitch darkness, and you had to go through and kind of feel your way out. It was kind of wild.
Ooh, and was there a lot of beautiful women's and things in there to feel?
Oh yeah, you would have dug it, El Bandito, especially with your black costume and stuff. Nobody would have seen you. You'd have just hung out there for hours.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I like all those kind of haunted houses. I mean, I've seen those ones on the internet where they have like all sorts of naked peoples in there and they like to beat you and torture you.
You're talking about like the extreme haunted houses? Oh yeah, those are a little far. They're a little outside my realm of enjoyment. But yeah, sure. Maybe if we're in New York or something sometime, we could check one of those out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have to live life to its fullest, man. There's lots of beautiful things out there to experience, and, you might as well experience them all.
Oh, definitely, El Bandito. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though, at the Morbid Movies Creepshow. It was actually their one-year anniversary.
That's right. I remember us discussing that.
Yep, and they had lots of giveaways, and someone... are you familiar with Creepshow?
I know that it's an anthology movie, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, one of the stories in it is there's a thing in a crate that they find that's, 100 years old or something, it's in a university basement and it's under the stairs and stuff and it's in a crate. Well, and it's a monster and stuff. Spoiler alert. But someone had made a crate a replica. I mean, it wasn't a big crate. It was a littler one, but it was still really cool, and they gave that away as one of the prizes. So,
did they open it while they were there?
Oh, no, they didn't. So who knows? Those people might not be with us anymore. But but yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I had heard that the Necro Goblicon show up in Orlando was a blast.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing that that show was quite a time, and it was unfortunate that, you and me ended up engaging in, Mortal Kombat with some nefarious villains and were unable to attend the concert after all. That was pretty heartbreaking for me.
It was. Urizen was there. I hear that they battled quite a few monsters while they were on stage, so they were definitely holding down the Orlando side of things.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got stuck down in Pahokee again. So.
Oh man, Pahokee, man! Oh, that Jarelli Donut, man. He's going crazy down there.
Oh yeah, it's looking kind of tough. One of these days, we're either gonna have to really have it out with him, or we're gonna just have to get him on the air with us.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, man. Hey, man, do we have a few minutes for me to tell you a story about what happened to me earlier this week?
Let's go ahead and check the board. Yeah, it looks like we have a little bit of time. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so. Earlier this week, I being that we're superheroes and stuff, we still have to do that normal stuff like going to the grocery store and all that. So I went to the grocery store to pick up some stuff. And I had just eaten at one of the local restaurants, some newer place. It was really good. So I went inside the grocery store and got all my groceries. And I get up to the cash register, and I'm wearing a shirt with, it says The Original Gangsters, and it has like all the old Batman villains on it.
Oh, nice. Yes, I've seen that.
You know, and the cashier lady, she sees my shirt, and they're in the old style, you know, of the Batman mm-hmm. villains. So she asked me, who was my favorite Catwoman? And of course, I'm like thinking, you know, she's talking about like, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer. So I said, well, what's, you know, are you talking about TV show? Are you talking about movies? She says, no, Eartha Kitt, Lee Merriweather, or Julie Newmar. So
oh,
I was like,
nice.
Oh, this is really cool. You know, and I said, well, actually, I said, I think Julie Newmar is still the best Catwoman, you know, and she was, you know, she was an older lady. So I think she got a real good kick out of that. So it was really cool that she asked that question, and you know, like we to engage, you know, a lot of times they're just like, hey, how's your day and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It was just a really good time, and you know, for her to you know, pull those three out of the hat, I was just, you know, I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, you know, and that is so right on point to the kind of topic that we had this week, right? And
Definitely. It
turns out we got an email from a listener down in Miami who was telling us that now that she is like a single mom again and kind of an older lady, you know, she got divorced and everything, that now with the way society is today, like all this cougar chasing is becoming bigger and bigger all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
matures,
here,
yep.
Mm-hmm, we can see from your example, you know, these people looking at the older icons from back in the day and really, you know, still being attracted to them and thinking they're great and fantastic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In the email that we got, they asked, you know, as an older woman, how can you shut down all of these like 20-year-old kids that are coming over, like, you know, hounding you all the time?
Oh, man, definitely. Oh, this sounds like a really interesting topic.
Yeah, it should be really good. We want to talk about that for just a little bit. And we're going to talk through this because not only did we get that email, but then we touched base with a friend of ours who is also an older single mom ladies.
Yes.
And she said that she is absolutely having the same problem in her job.
All the kids are chasing her?
Yeah, she's getting all these young men that are like 20, 25. And, you know, she's pushing 40 now, you know, and getting pretty close. And she's like, man, I have kids that are like almost your age. Like, you can't be hitting on me. That's like really gross. So.
Oh, definitely, man. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to us getting into that topic. But yeah, thanks for letting me share that quick story with you.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Well, thank you for giving us such a great segue, you know. So for all the people out there today, you know, I want to remind you that you can always, you know, shoot us an email and ask us, you know, some questions or get, you know, shoot us a topic that you want to hear us discuss on the air at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. Or you can friend us on Facebook, like our page, and leave a comment and everything right there. And like I said, we've gotten this email now, and we've kind of looked at it from a couple different angles, and we're going to discuss a little bit about this. You know, first off being how as a woman, you know, you can gently persuade men to leave you alone, but also as a young man's, how you can effectively kind of ensnare the beautiful cougars that you may find in the wild.
Cougar hunting. All right, man. Well, that sounds great. We'll get to that right after our first musical break. Here we have the Allies with a live track from Reunite 2 with Broken Man.
Had dreams they got strangled to death by good intentions and a chemical weakness. Gonna tell you as much as I can, but right here is a broken man. Had a friend, he was always down. Went fishing and he bled himself out now. Used to say I couldn't understand, but right here, right there was a broken man. Right there was a broken man. It hurts sometimes. My kid brother on a bus one day, on his way to see Lucero play, a dozen stabs and people ran. Oh, right there is a broken man. After a show, me and a fan went out. She wanna see what rock and roll's about. Took a shot and went blue in her van. She saw a broken man. She saw a broken man. It hurts sometimes. Okay, I lied. It leaves my mind. Days came when I'd sober up, but pain stays and the shit don't stop. Hey, brother, can you lend a hand? 'Cause right here is a broken man. Right here is a broken man. Well, I am a broken man. Well, I am a broken man.
Ooh, that was a very touching track for all you listeners out there. That was Broken Man by Nick Kay from The Allies on his Before the Curse EP.
Yeah, that was a great track. That was live from Reunite 2 back in March 19th.
Yeah, that was an absolutely beautiful acoustic set that Nick Kay came and did. He performed it live. He has a great album out, you know, like I said, the Before the Curse EP, and it's very nice. It's very beautiful work like that. It's very mellow, and it hits you right in the feels, man.
Oh, definitely, man. And I know earlier in the day, Nick had a friend who had went to the hospital, and he had, you know, he was worried about his friend, but he still came out to Reunite 2 to rock the house for his solo acoustic set and his set with The Allies.
Well, I hope his friend has recovered and is doing well now. And that is really cool of Nick Kay to be able to power through a set like that, man.
Now, El Bandito, what's really cool is that, you know, like we said, that was a live recording from Reunite 2. Well, talking to the guys who put on Reunite 2, they have said that they're compiling a collection of different songs from all the bands who played, and that they're going to put out a compilation album of over 30 songs from the event.
Ooh, okay. So we'll be able to hear all of the performances from Reunite 2 on one compilation CD.
Oh, absolutely, man. What they're thinking is that, you know, for the folks who weren't able to attend, that they could actually get a little bit of a feel for the show and what went down. And it should be a really cool production.
Yeah, that'll be an awesome treat for all, like you said, all of the people who were there and got to see it and really enjoyed the show. You know, it's a good memento for them, but also something they can share with their friends and the people that they know who weren't able to make it. And then, you know, this special event can reach out more and more people. So that's very good. I'm glad that they will be putting something together like that.
Absolutely. And from what I've heard, there's going to be printed versions, you know, actual physical copies, as well, of course, digital. So, yeah, we'll be sure to keep everybody in the loop as more information on that becomes available. So getting back to our topic, El Bandito.
Okay, yes. So getting back to our topic, we got an email today from a beautiful woman down in Miami.
Oh, I love Miami.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right? That's a great town.
Exactly.
Although we always seem to be getting into fights and things down there. You know, all these supervillains like to attack Miami.
Absolutely. Not to mention all the retired supervillains that go down there thinking it's easy pickings.
Oh, totally. They think we're superheroes just hanging out on the golf course all day.
Absolutely. So tell me more about this lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So no, we get this email here, and what she's saying is that, you know, she's an older lady now. She's getting in her late 30s, early 40s, you know, and she's found herself recently singled again, has a couple of kids and things like that.
Gotcha.
But all the people in her workplace kind of know this. They know her situation.
Oh, so she's a MILF.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but yeah, so she's getting hit on a lot by the younger crowd there, you know, like.
And she doesn't like this?
No, you know, it's nice to get flirted with or whatever, but it's just like a constant thing where they're just trying to pick her up, you know, take her out on dates, you know, and basically it's that cougar thing, you know, that mentality where it's like, I'm going to nail me this hot, older, more experienced woman. And that's nice, but, you know, she's not in a place to be doing that. She's looking for a real relationship, something long term and things like that.
She's not here to fool around. Huh?
Exactly. So she doesn't need some young punk, no wham, bam, thank you, man. You know, like, she wants someone that can be a real catch, and she's just kind of sick of telling the same people no over and over and over again, and they're kind of not getting the point. So
So pretty much she just wants to know how to pretty much fight them off and get them to leave her alone.
Exactly. You know, and you know, to El Bandito, this is kind of a double-edged sword, you know, because for one hand, you want to be able to tell them, hey, back off and do everything like that. But on the other hand, you kind of don't want to look like an asshole, you know?
Sure. Well, it's somebody you have to work with. So
exactly.
You know, threatening them with acts of violence, such as hitting them with a taser, you know, it's not going to be real good on the Monday morning meeting, you know?
Exactly. Blasting the room full of pepper spray. It's not going to be good when you have to work there the rest of the afternoon.
Absolutely. So, yeah, well, I would say probably, you know, in my opinion, the best way to, you know, get someone to leave you alone would be the communication, you know, letting them know very seriously, you know, that they need to cut it out. And one thing she definitely can't do is, you know, continue with the flirting. You know, you got to kind of stop it all at once.
Yeah, you know, if you're not engaging in the flirting with them and everything, and, you know, like maybe it's playful at first, but if they get to that point where they're like, hey, I seriously want to take you out, let's go for some drink, you'd need to shut that show down immediately and let them know, hey, man, I'm not interested. Don't be hitting on me like that. I mean, we are in the workplace. You know, like, I don't want to have to take this to HR or something like that.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
You don't want to be that kind of asshole, you know, who does that. Someone asks you out and you go all crazy.
Absolutely. You know? Because, then the word's going to get around that she's the psychopath.
Exactly. And you don't want that. By the same token, I mean, if the guy's really being inappropriate, I mean, that's what HR is for.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, if people are just groping you while you're at your job, you know, that's never good. But
yeah, it's all, you know, you got to be careful with those gropings.
Yeah, you know, you got to report those guys. They're weird. But, you know, if it's just that thing where they're trying to ask you out over and over again, you know, you have to be stern. You have to shut them down. You have to tell them, you know, not interested, you know. I mean, there is something to be said, though, you know, in El Bandito's opinion, if you really want a guy to stop talking to you, to leave you alone, to not call you anymore, to stop asking you out, you could sleep with him, because pretty much, you know, a 23-year-old kid, if you sleep with him, he's never going to talk to you again.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
so
he's going to be moving on. Plus, he's going to have a great experience. I do have to say, I was with an older lady one time, and definitely was an eye-opener.
Yeah, so, you know, feel free also, older women's, to, you know, sling some leg out there for the younger crowd, you know, kind of mellow them out, give them some good experiences and things and some cool memories for the next generation. You know?
Absolutely, you know, so.
But if it really is bugging you, you know, just let him know sternly what the problem is. Tell him, I'm not interested and I don't even like you making these advances towards me.
Absolutely. Now, what about on the other end of the house, man, like for the dude, like, you know, if he really likes the lady and, you know, isn't just kind of like, you know, looking to get it on. Like, you know, what could he do to try to make it seem a little more authentic?
That's an excellent point, yes. Because, you know, there is that to be said that, you know, if this guy was being really smooth about it, you know, if these young cats were playing the game right, she wouldn't be saying no, you know what I mean?
This is true,
because, I mean, hey, we're men. We're a little bit older. We know anytime younger chicks come up to us, if they're all, you know, really interested in smooth and things, then it's great. You know,
sure.
But they come up and they act like idiots, you know, we don't want to waste our time with no drama or anything like that, you know? And
absolutely.
Yeah, older women's are kind of the same way, you know? They don't want all the drama and stupidness from young boys who are going to run around and be idiots.
Well, they just assume, too, that, the immature factor, you know, stuff like, you know, like, these kids just haven't seen everything that they've seen. But, you know, you never know. The guy might be, you know, got a good head on his shoulders and stuff like that. And, you know, just being a little more serious would probably help, you know, show the more mature lady that, you know,
that you're worth the effort, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and that's what I mean. You have to be smooth. You can't go up to her, hey, you want to go out on a date with me? You know, no. You know, you have to invite them out kind of as friends, things like that. You know, you get to know them a little bit. You know, you can't just look at them and be like, oh, this is some hot MILF lady and she's going to nail me because everyone likes to have a young buck. No, that's not the situation at all. You know, you have to realize she's a beautiful woman and a delicate flower and you have to seduce her.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, there's certain things that some of the younger generation does that, you know, even people in our ages would just find a little differently, you know, like, I mean, it could be music or how they dress or, you know, it's like there's just certain things that, you know, they're not going to want to tolerate or put up with, you know, which, you know, you don't ever want to change yourself, but you know.
But you have to find a way to bridge that gap between their interests and your own interests and find that middle ground where you guys can have a relationship of some kind. You know, find out something she's interested in and maybe give it a try on your own. And then now maybe you can go to a concert together like that. Mm-hmm. And you're showing her a good time. It's not about being like, oh, I want to hook up with these women, you know, because, hey, as nice as it is to, you know, hook up with women, hook up with women your own age, you know?
Absolutely.
Don't waste the time of older people that really have a lot of things going on and they don't have time for your games and things.
Definitely. You know, people, a lot of times younger folks will just think it's the easier targets, you know? But mm-hmm. like you said, those people most likely don't want to be put up with all the games and stuff of just these kids that are pretty much just becoming legal to go out there and really start partying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure these guys have probably been partying for quite a few years, mm-hmm. but on that legal level, you know, definitely. It's just like, yeah, and this thing too is these women probably don't want to put up with all that. So, you know, hey, mm-hmm. party one night a week, not these, you know, 7-day binges.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. You know, they look at the older women's and think, oh, they're easy pickings, you know, and they don't realize, no, that's the other way around. You 20-year-old kids who want to nail them are a dime a dozen, you know?
Absolutely, you know, like you said, it's you see all these porn sites and stuff that are always like that, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, a guy goes to fix someone's, you know, dishwasher and then suddenly, like, she's blowing them and stuff, you know, it's just, you know, it just doesn't work like that, you know?
Yeah, no, it doesn't, you know, and when you see a beautiful older woman who is single and available, you know, especially at the workplace, which means she has a job and she's not a nutcase.
Yes.
You know, then that's a real treasure. That's a treat, you know, and someone you should be treating right, showing respect for, and, you know, just trying to make a good impression with, not just trying to nail, man. I mean, absolutely. Come on, you know, yeah. Go to the club on Saturday night and you'll find plenty of women there you can just nail.
Absolutely, El Bandito.
Yeah, so, you know, you can pick them up my way like that, being smooth, being fly, pick up younger girls or pick up your older girls. Or you can be like Senor Boyle and just grow 300 feet tall, pick up whatever woman you want and walk away.
Well, you know, sometimes that King Kong effect really, you know, you take a girl up to the highest skyscraper in the city and they're just, you know, they're either terrified or in total awe of the great view up there. And they start to kind of, you know, ease up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to be able to show women something they've never seen before.
There you go.
Yeah, outside of a skyscraper from the upper floors is usually one of those things.
You know, and showing people and letting people hear stuff that they never heard before is always a good thing, which leads us into our second musical break of the night. Here we have Shinobi Ninja with Gloom Doom.
It's been a long time coming. I know the day is coming soon. No need to days away and watch the gloom doom. Make sure the days keep running. I know the time is coming soon. No need to days away and watch the gloom doom.
Roll the dice, be life is what you make of it. Test the odds, see chances are you make it. Care the sands of Horatio. The ratio was rational. Sometimes luck runs sour, pouring from the spout. No doubt, spider webs got you tangled up. The missions in your mind, you gotta fight. They ain't no giving up. And if you really want it, you could get it. Trust me, I rose from ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the next green.
It's been a long time coming. I know the day is coming soon. Don't leave the days away. Watch the gloom doom. Make sure the days keep running. I know the time is coming soon. Don't leave the days away. Watch the gloom doom.
The spacing around the places. Every day's a new day, changing faces. Of all the races in different chases, we all get around at steady paces. I stand corrected for all rejected. You're still whack cause you interjected. And you affected by what was stated. I'm a new you and you're outdated.
It's been a long time coming. I know the day is coming soon. So keep the days away and watch the gloom doom. Make sure the days keep running. I know the time is coming soon. Don't leave the days away. Watch the gloom doom.
Watch the gloom.
That was Gloom and Doom by Shinobi Ninja off their latest album, Escape from New York. And if you've got a little bit of gloom or doom hanging over you, then I suggest you listen to the rest of that album, because Shinobi Ninja, it's been a long time coming since you were introduced to them. So go out there and find them, because these guys are amazing.
Oh, you know it, El Bandito. We've seen them live quite a few times, and man, do these guys bring the energy.
Yeah, they absolutely kill it. I mean, not only do they have this incredibly eclectic band that seems to have something for everyone, you know, but they have what my personal favorite, Axis Powers.
Oh, DJ Axis Powers, yes.
Yeah, he is absolutely incredible. The first time I saw him, he blew my mind. He came out on stage like in this like suit and stuff, you know. He went over to the turntables, and I swear I blinked for 2 seconds, and the next time I looked over at him, he was shirtless in a luchador mask, just dropping the beats like nobody's business. It was unbelievable.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, they like you said, very eclectic band. You got, you know, the guys rocking the guitars. You got the two vocalists, and it's just a really good time, and they really get the people moving, lots of energy. And yes, Shinobi Ninja's from Brooklyn, New York, and hopefully we'll be seeing them around here in Florida real soon.
Yeah, let's hope so, because like you said, they're a great band, and I just have to give one more shout out to their bass player. Like, the bass through that Gloom and Doom track was just hitting me right in my heart, man. I loved it.
Oh, it was excellent. Well, you know, earlier, El Bandito, remember when I told you that story?
Yes, it kind of sparked off our whole topic there for a minute.
Yeah, well, there's a little more to that story.
I jumped your gun a little bit there.
Oh,
huh?
No. It's cool, man. It's kind of funny because it's almost like a flip side of what we were talking about earlier. But let me just catch everybody up. So,
okay, yeah, tell us what happened.
So I went to the grocery store after eating at this restaurant. And, you know, I had to talk with the lady at the cash register. Well, a girl came up, probably looking like, you know, she's probably like in her early 20s. And, you know, she came up and she said hello, and she started bagging my groceries, you know, like helping out. And because I had a lot of groceries, you know, I like to do it big, you know. And so, you know, she said that she had just seen me at the restaurant that, you know, I was eating at. Now, you know, I'm pretty, you know, popular guy and stuff like that, so, you know, people see me and they say, hey, there's Charboil and stuff like that. But, you know, this girl, you know, definitely doesn't know me from the show or know me as a superhero. So, you know, she just saw me, she just recognized me at the restaurant. So I said, oh, so I asked her if she liked to eat there, and she said yeah. And I said, oh, if I had just eaten there, I wouldn't want to go to work because, you know, so much good food. So she starts bringing out my groceries and stuff, and we're talking, and, you know, I said, oh, it's really nice because this restaurant's right near the grocery store.
Okay.
You know, and she said, yeah, you know, it was cool. Like, I got my boyfriend to come down, and then he ended up paying for my lunch. And I was like, oh, man, that's a win-win. You get to go to this really nice restaurant, plus your boyfriend pays for your lunch. So I'm like, man, you can't beat that. She was like, yeah, it's cool. So, you know, we start loading the groceries into my car. And, you know, like I said, you know, I drink a lot of water and milk and stuff like that. So I have all these gallons, right?
All right.
So, and I got a bunch of shit in the back of my car. So I couldn't all fit there. So I have to start putting it in, like, you know, the seats and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I start putting stuff in
there. So you filled up your whole trunk, and now you're still cramming more food and things into your car.
Absolutely. Like I said, okay. When I do it, man, I do it big, you know? Okay. So I'm reaching, and this girl's being super helpful and nice. And, you know, we just keep talking about the restaurant, how good the food is. I like the food, you know, a lot of good big food there too. So I go and I reach and I grab like two of the jugs and I'm putting them in, and I reach back, and I'm telling you, El Bandito, I did not mean to do this, but I get a complete handful of tit. Like, I mean, I totally grabbed this girl's boob. Well, I mean,
so you were reaching for the jugs.
I reached for the jugs and I got the jugs, man. I'm telling you, and I hate to say it, but my natural reaction wasn't just to, like,
it was pull to my, stay there and caress. Right now.
No. When I put my hand on it, I actually squeezed it. I mean,
I bet. Yeah, your natural reaction was to just, you know, molest innocent people in the street.
I mean, I'm telling you, it just. I swear it was not part of the plan. And then, of course, I let go and I proceeded to apologize.
Yeah, after 30 or 40 seconds, you let go.
I proceeded to apologize. But I have to say, man, the girl was completely cool about it. I mean, she didn't give me anything. She was like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. I know you're reaching for the jug. And, of course, in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, I was reaching for the jug. But it was just really wild that she was so cool. But, you know, me being a little older and the girl being younger, it was kind of like a reverse of what we were saying. You know,
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a weird situation to be in. But, You know, I don't want to have droves of people running to this grocery store, but once we get off the air, I want you to tell me the name of this grocery store where you can go and grab the girl's cans the whole time of the day.
Yeah, like I said, she wasn't pissed off about it or
Did
anything.
You give her a tip?
I wanted to, but she wouldn't accept it. She actually had a pretty big smile on her face, so I don't know if maybe she's just not getting enough groping at home, but she seemed pretty happy leaving. Like I said, it was a totally friendly exchange. You know, she wasn't pissed or anything.
Okay, well, no, I guess that's always good if you can, you know, grope random women and they thank you for it. So, how do you go about your day?
I think it was just a matter of circumstance. You know, like we both like had a lot of in common with the restaurant and stuff. We, you know, I just think she was like, oh, no, that's cool. I know you didn't mean to do that.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. So you guys were having kind of a good time. You were kind of talking. You were kind of talking her up. And then, you know, before you knew it, she was just throwing her breastises in your hands.
I'm almost right. I wasn't completely looking back at that moment. I mean, she might have made that happen.
I think so, you know, because I know sometimes you have less than perfect kind of peripheralicious visions.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So, you know, if you're reaching off to the side, and especially I know when food's involved, you get very grabby and, you know, you lurch around and, you know, you're almost like when you see those dogs and you throw down a bunch of food for the first time and they've been in the pound for like 4 days and they just go crazy and they don't know what to do and they're jumping around and they're eating.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of like you every time we go to a restaurant or something. So I can definitely see the hands flying around and, you know.
Well definitely. She, you know, like I said, but it was just, you know, back in the day, you do that and you just be like, oh, I'm so sorry, and reach back. But the fact that I actually squeezed,
you know how it goes, you know, it's in those grocery stores, they send those baggers out there with those little short apron things and stuff. You know, it sounds like she was asking for it.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was a very nice, soft breast, but it wasn't, it wasn't massive, right? You know, it wasn't like she had like, yeah, these weren't like they were just like waiting to be grabbed. You know, they were nice handfuls.
Just waiting to be grabbed. Is that normally how you view breastises? You just look at them and say, hey, they just say grab me right there.
No, they say it's like an animal instinct that when you look at a breast that you're like,
that you want
know,
to grab it?
No, that they
I don't see a lot of animals going around just grabbing
breasts.
No, breastises.
Like, is it like, you know, can this nourish me? Can this nourish my children? It's like, you know, it's animalistic instinct for.
Okay, so
you
were grabbing this young woman's breast to help nourish your children. Yeah, let's see how well that holds up in court.
Hey, wait, actually, I probably shouldn't be talking about this on here. Can we just cut this whole part out?
Let's go ahead and go to our next song already.
Okay, yeah, our next song comes from one of our favorite rappers, Word Burglar, with Yobaseya.
I'm out in space trying to figure out a way home.
from the amazing wordsmith Word Burglar. That was Yabaseo.
Oh, yeah, man. What a great track, man. You know, Word Burglar, like, every time we play some of his tunes, man, it just plays, it puts a smile on my face.
Oh, absolutely. Not only just all the callbacks to old pop culture references and things like that, but just the way he turns a phrase, man. I love it. Second to none.
Could you guess where that that backtrack came from?
That, yes, I absolutely can. That is the DuckTales.
Yes, the moon base. Yes,
yeah, that, that's the old awesome. The old NES video game, which they recently what did they do? What would you call that? Rebooted it, reported it.
Yeah, redesigned. You know, okay. Updated it. You know, yeah. It was on Xbox and all those other systems. You know, yeah, that was really cool. I played through that again. It brought back a lot of memories.
No, that's great. I remember Scrooge McDuck would be bouncing around on his cane and hitting people with his cane. Oh, that's what I like. Whenever you can take a beautiful childhood memory and make it ultra violent.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we got to find out where you can get some of those canes.
Oh, definitely. So we can go around kicking the shit out of like frozen pillars of ice and penguins and things.
That has to be a very expensive cane.
It was Scrooge McDuck. It's probably made out of solid gold or something. You know?
No, this is true. Definitely, man. Yeah, that was a great track. We're always a fan. We always love to hear from Word Burglar.
Absolutely. Bergie, you're the best, bro.
Well, now it's come to that time where we go and we go down the list of events that we have coming at us this month.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd like to get into some events, but I have to take a moment and just say I'm sorry if I was a bit of a Debbie Downer during Senor Charbel's story there. But I have to say, you know, so much of my daily time and effort goes into touching breastises that when he gets to just do it for free without no effort or trying or anything, I get jealous. So hey, I apologize to him for being jealous during his story.
Hey, we all have good days, and then there's, you know, those gloom doom days like Shinobi Ninja was talking about, you know? Like,
yeah, apparently you had a good day. And all of my days are gloom doom days. They're breastless days.
Breastless. Yeah. There you go.
That's why I can't sleep at night. I'm breastless.
The young and the breastless. But yeah, like we were saying earlier, it was kind of like a flip, you know, where like an older person was, you know, kind of did something with a younger person compared to what we were comparing and contrasting what we were talking about earlier with the younger people chasing after the old. But I'm telling you, I still think she did that. I think she's my bagger stalker. You know, she was following me in the restaurant, and then she slid her breast into my hand. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, I absolutely believe it. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time a young woman put her breast... Well, actually, I think I give a dollar every time a young woman puts her breast in my... That's another story. Let's get back to the wonderful events that we have in the upcoming weeks.
All right, what do we got coming at us first?
Well, up first on April 22nd, we still have the Ignite Pro Wrestling event coming up.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, man. Where is that again?
That is at the National Guard Armory up in Fort Pierce. And again, I'm super psyched for that because now I have my very own Lucha World Order t-shirt.
Oh, awesome. I'm telling you, they're going to get you to join.
Well, let's hope so. You know, like I'm not anywhere near as talented as these guys, but, you know, I can hold my own. So,
what time is bell time?
I believe the bell rings at 7 p.m. where you can get things started, so try to be there a little bit before then. You know, you can grab a snack or something if you want on your way, but really they have food and concession there, so it's really nice. Sometimes they have hot dogs and things and pretzels and sodas, and they have great popcorn. It's really good. They make it fresh.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
man.
Bring your little appetite there, and guess what? They also have a special guest this week.
Who's that?
They have Miss Leva Bates.
Oh, I love Leva Bates.
Oh, totally. You know, when you see her poster for the Ignite Pro Wrestling, you'll love her even more.
Maybe I can have Leva Bates help me to my car with some groceries.
Well, I don't think she'll be as generous as...
she probably kicked my ass.
Yeah. She'll probably put you in a Hurricane Rana. And,
oh, yeah.
And put you on your back out there in the parking lot, so that might not be fun.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to join up this weekend for that one, El Bandito. It sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, you're going to join up? Are you going to join up the Wrestling League and fight some people out there?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just joining up to meet Leva Bates. So, no, that sounds great, man. So that's Friday night, April 22nd?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, and tickets, I think, are $10 at the door. And actually, they vary. I know they had some really cool packages for, like, families and stuff.
Yeah, they have, like, some VIP stuff and everything there. Yeah. But listen, to all you beautiful peoples out there, if it's $10, it's $15. If it's $475, get out there, see the Ignite Pro Wrestling. You won't regret it. It'll be fun. You can come by and you can meet Charbel and El Bandito. And, you know, it's a good time. So come on out.
Awesome. Well, the following week, on April 30th, it's a little bit of a drive, but up in Ocala, Florida, there's TerrorWorks being put on by Mind Game Productions, and Maximum Entertainment.
Now, this is a really cool treat, everybody. You have to jump online. You know, we'll post some links to this. This is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
What it is a horror-themed airsoft experience.
Oh, tell us about it.
What they do is you go out and they have monsters and different things like that set up in the woods in different camps in these little scenarios. So you and your team of players, you get to go out there and there will be a guide. And the guide will tell you, okay, there seems to be like a crashed alien spacecraft out in the woods here. And then you go out into the woods and you have to like research what's going on and solve these things. And before you know it, you could be being attacked by aliens out there. Or they may take you into a cabin in the woods, and you may find out that there are all sorts of monsters and things lurking out there.
Oh, man, this sounds awesome, man. And they equipped you with weapons to battle these things?
Yes, it's great for first-time airsoft players or long-time airsoft players because they will have equipment rentals there.
Oh, man, that sounds so cool.
It is, and you know they have a bunch of monsters and creatures who are in costumes and things like this, and they hide in the woods, and you know they have sort of different gameplay elements to set up how the creatures will have superhuman senses to track you and things.
Oh, man, this sounds... If you're a fan of horror movie stuff, you got to check this out.
Yes, very much so, because it is basically like when we talk to the promoters of this event, they're telling us that it's like an interactive haunted house.
Oh, you know? Man. We're going to check this out.
Yeah, where most of the time, you know, you go to a haunted house, people jump out, they scare you and things. Well, now you're going to be able to go to a haunted house where people are going to jump out and scare you, and you're going to get to fight back.
Oh, man. Well, this sounds really cool. We're definitely going to have to check this one out.
It is. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty intense. And, you know, like we said, it's an airsoft game. It's in Ocala, but check it out. We'll throw a link up to our website. That is TerrorWorks from Mind Game Productions and Maximum Entertainment.
You know, and, you know, some people might think, you know, it's April. It's a little too early to have, you know, haunted house stuff, horror stuff. But actually, a lot of times, you know, right around now is when some of these places start planning out what they're going to do for the Halloween season. And on May 4th, the Trail of Terror Scare Actors audition is going to take place up in Brevard County at the Brevard County Zoo. I guess it's a new thing that they're pulling. I don't know if they've done it before, but it's the first time I've heard of it. But they're going to do like a haunted trail up in Brevard, which is a little closer to us. I'm definitely going to want to check that out when it comes to be October.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a very exciting sort of event.
So, yeah, any of those scare actors and stuff for TerrorWorks, if they want to keep the scares going, they can go check out those auditions up there at the Brevard Zoo.
Oh, and any of you cosplayers hanging around from the Treasure Coast Freak Show, you know, this is right up your alley, man. You know, you can really go down there, put your acting chops to the test, and be part of a huge scare production.
Definitely, man. So, yeah, that's May 4th up at the Brevard Zoo. They're going to be doing the scare actor auditions.
Yeah, and for everyone else there at the Brevard Zoo, May the 4th be with you.
Awesome.
Okay, and last but not least, on May 15th, they're having a special event called the Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, man, I heard about this. Is this the benefit for the Treasure Coast Autism Project?
Yes, it is. What it is a sort of outdoor festival and concert. You know, you can go down there and you can see some bands, the Humdingers, Double Nickel, Cosmonaut.
Oh, man, this sounds like a really cool time. I also heard there's going to be some vendors down there.
Yeah, there's going to be raffles, prizes, vendors, and food trucks.
Oh, speaking of vendors, I heard that Big Dog Comics are going to be a vendor down there.
Oh, that's always good. You know, we love Captain Joel.
Yeah, and you know what? This time around, he's going to have a representative there from Steve Jackson Games that will be doing some demos of their awesome dice games.
Oh, yes. You have to go check out some Steve Jackson Games because not only are they fun role-playing games, but they also have kind of a parody element to a lot of them, too, that Absolutely. Kind of lighten them up, make them more fun and more approachable to the more casual players.
Yep.
So, yes, that'll be a fun treat to play some Steve Jackson Games. But as far as the other sponsors go, it looks like the event is sponsored by Maximum Entertainment, Stokes Shows Florida, and Mi Cabana Taco Truck.
Oh, man, yeah, I've heard that their tacos are awesome. I can't wait to eat a few.
Now, being a taco expert myself, I'm definitely going to have to go down there and check them out, because if there's one thing El Bandito never misses, is a chance to dive into a good taco.
You know it, El Bandito. Yeah, so that's May 15th. Is that starting at 12 p.m.?
It starts at 12 p.m. and will run all the way till 10 p.m., so it's an all-day event out there at Terra Fermata down in Stewart.
It is also a family-friendly event, so definitely feel free to bring the children, and they're going to have some arts and crafts and different things for the kids. The event is going to be free, but donations will be accepted, and they will go directly to Treasure Coast Autism Project.
Yeah, and again, we say donations are accepted. You know, they're respected. Come on, don't be bums out there. You know, this is for autism. It's for the children. So please make sure to go ahead and leave a donation for them. You know, it goes directly to the Autism Project of the Treasure Coast. So they're helping people locally. You know, and we're not asking you to give them, you know, write them a check for $100,000. You know, give them what you got a little extra in your pocket, man. You know, go out there, support your local community like they support you.
Absolutely, man. You know, and speaking about community, we have a local band here from right here on the Treasure Coast, Break the Hero. I can't wait to hear this one.
And that was a lovely track by Break the Hero. What did you think of that one, Charbel?
Oh, man, that's a great one. We've seen Break the Hero play around town quite a few times now. And, yeah, they always put on a great show. And I believe they have a new album coming out soon.
Oh, that's great. Do you know anything about it?
Yes, actually all of their albums are available on iTunes and Spotify, so you got a few areas that you could check them out, or at breakthehero.com, get all the latest and greatest. They've played with a lot of great bands over the years. They've shared the stage with the Misfits, Green Jello, A Willem Scream. Like, yeah, they
there's a band called The Willem Scream?
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
They actually used to be called Smacking Isaiah. They're kind of from around here. I wouldn't say they're like local. I think they're like Gainesville.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah. They played. Actually, they played in Vero about a year and a half ago. So yeah, they still make their way back down here when they can.
Okay. Well, we'll have to run out and catch them sometime. And you know, I hate to be that guy that's like all about the bass, but I have to give that shout out to Mr. Joe Dyer playing for Break the Hero.
Oh, you know it, man. Joe Dyer brings that thump.
He does. He's a great bassist, great humanitarian. He's also the leader of the Stoked crew, who is sponsoring the autism benefit that we mentioned earlier for the Autism Project of Treasure Coast.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's playing a huge part in that. He played a huge part in Reunite too. So I'm sure, you know, Joe's probably already got the next big thing in line, getting ready to rock this area once again.
You know it. So keep doing what you're doing, Joe. We love it.
Definitely. Well, El Bandito, it's been a pretty good show. We've heard, once again, a lot of great music. Got into some really wild topics. But definitely, everyone, be sure to check back in 2 weeks when we have our next big episode.
Yeah, and make sure that if you have any questions, concerns, or topics that you want to shoot at the Power Hour of Love, you can hit us up on powerhourofloveatgmail.com. You can grab us on Facebook, send us some inquiries, some topics. You let us know what's bothering you, and we will help you square away your love life.
Absolutely, and we'll see you guys out at those events we mentioned earlier. Yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but... what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.